This is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom, and over the last 6 weeks or so, you've heard me talk about interest rates and how they've dropped. Well, you know what? They have not gone back up yet, and things are really great right now if you've been thinking about refinancing. Do you know what you could get? Do you know how much you could save? Well, you're not going to know that until you call me. Call 844-935-3634. Get yourself an appointment to talk to me. Let's do this one-on-one. Let's see if we can get you out of that FHA loan. Can we get mortgage insurance removed? Hey, maybe you still need mortgage insurance, but we could put you in conventional versus FHA. Do you need some cash out? Do you need to pay off some debts? You have so many things that you can do with a refinance that can better yourself and your family. So give me a call. Call the Mortgage Mom, 844-935-3634. Let's talk about you, your family, your scenario, and get you moving forward to financial freedom. Well, good morning and welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom, and I actually got Heidi out of bed this morning early. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning.
So she is here. It's nice when I get her in because I can't typically get her in on an early morning to do the radio show. So it's super excited to have you here this morning. I got to know, how did things go last week while I was gone, while I was on vacation?
Well, let's just say I'm really glad that you're back. Things went well, but definitely not as well as when you're here. They were super busy. Obviously, all our clients are amazing, so they were very patient with me. But yeah, it's hard to do your job, and you can have it back.
I'm happy to take it back, but you guys actually did phenomenal while I was gone. You know, it is hard when you're down a person, and you're down kind of the main person in the office. That is rough, and so you were doing your job and my job, and Alex was trying to keep up as well, and Rosie was keeping up, but everybody had to put in a lot of extra hours, and I really appreciate that you guys went to that extent, because I had an amazing time.
Yeah, I was going to say, so how was it to have an actual week off with no work and no communication from us?
It was really nice. At first, it was a little bit terrifying, and you know, you get a little bit nervous, and you're panicked, and it's kind of hard to relax, you know, and not worry, and then once you finally realize that you've just got to give in, because there's nothing you can do about it, you just move forward. And then it was awesome at that point. So where we were on Lake Powell on a houseboat, and depending on the cove that you're in, sometimes you have a little reception, sometimes you don't have any, and we had zero. So it gave me no option but to shut it down. I couldn't look at emails. I couldn't make phone calls, couldn't send text messages. I could not do anything. And, you know, it was actually really nice. I feel very refreshed and recharged, and the batteries are ready to go. And, you know,
well, you look good. You got a tan.
I did.
I'm jealous about, you know, I'm still glowing in the dark, but that's okay.
You know, and funny, and I don't tan well. If anybody knows me that's listening, I'm quite pasty white, and I have to wear 70 sunblock always, or I am a bright red cherry tomato. And so I did. I wore 70. I wore hats, but I still came back with a little color, which was really nice. I don't usually get that. Yeah. But I guess, you know, when you do a week, a little bit at a time, it, you know,
right.
gives you a little color.
You look great. How did the kids do without any Wi-Fi?
Oh, boy, that was interesting. Yeah, because, you know, the kids are so addicted to that. You know, nowadays, it's just so different than it used to be. Everybody can sit on the couch in the room, and every single one of us, I'm looking at emails, and Shane's playing a game on his phone, and the boys are Snapchatting, and you know, so for them, I think that it was quite the experience for them as well. But it was actually so nice because we actually got to sit down and talk and hang in the water and float, and you know, nobody was worried about it. It's like we threw the phones in the cabinet and left them there. Now, what was kind of a bummer about it, though, is when you've got your phone in your hand all of the time and you see a great photo moment, you jump on it. And that is the one thing that we didn't get, was we didn't get very many photos because the phone was put away and you weren't thinking about it. And then when something came up, you're like, oh, I should have gotten a picture of that. But the boys did really good. I think it was extremely good for them. It was good for me. I think it was good for all of us in general as a whole. It was fantastic for Zeke. So I've mentioned this before, and everybody listening, you know, my three-year-old is autistic. And he doesn't talk. He's 3.5 years old. He doesn't talk, doesn't have a single word. And he's pretty delayed as far as, you know, behaviorally. So, you know, we're not potty trained, and it's like having an 18-month-old in a 3.5-year-old's body. So it's really hard for people to understand. You see, he still loves to be in his stroller. You know, he's doing things that about an 18-month-old would do. But it was so good for him. We saw him just grow so much in that week. You know, we got a couple, he started saying hi, and it's not consistent, and we haven't gotten it out of him a lot, but you know, he'd be walking down the hallway of the boat and just kind of go, hi.
Oh, fantastic.
It was
out of his environment, which was nerve wracking.
It was. I was very concerned about how he was going to do, and he just blossomed. He did great.
That's so fantastic. I love hearing that. I love the smile on your face right now. You came back totally recharged, which was great because, you know, shocking. I'm going to go out of town now. No, I'm just kidding.
You could go out of town. You deserve it. What you put up with while I was gone, you absolutely deserve it. Yeah. And for everybody that is working with us right now, it is and is in process with us, really, really appreciate. You guys were all amazing, to be honest. Everybody really did allow me to have a vacation. Every person that I've talked to when I have gotten on the phone since I've been back has asked me, how was it? Did you enjoy it? You know, you deserve it. So everybody was just fantastic. Fantastic. And, you know, please realize that we were a man down. So things are going to go, you know, a little tiny bit slower than when you've got an extra man there. But you guys kept up amazing. I mean, I came back. There's new loans in the system. The Federal Reserve decided to cut the prime rate. That I'm sure, you know, and I'm sure that was probably a little piece for you that you had to deal with as you know, I was gone.
Yeah. You know, I got a lot of calls from our current clients as well as new clients wanting to know, well, what does that mean for me?
Right.
If I'm locked in, did it change my rate? I'm hearing all these things, you know, the rate's at 3.8 or 3.75. And, you know, is that my new rate? So I did a lot of conversations kind of explaining how your rate comes about, right? What is your rate? I explained a lot why they advertise a certain rate. However, there's no fixed rate for everybody.
Right. Everybody gets a different rate. And I've said that a lot of times on the show. And that's the piece that a lot of people get confused by. You know, they're hearing these advertisements. And I've actually dealt with that this week that I've been back. There's a lot of advertisements out there. You hear it on the radio commercials. You hear it, you know, on TV. You know, it's in the paper. It's in your bank when you walk through the door. And you're seeing these very, very low interest rates being advertised, and you're thinking, oh my goodness, that should be my interest rate. And every single person gets a different interest rate. There's so many factors that go into what interest rate do you get that it's really difficult. Basically, what they're doing, these banks or the loan officers or whoever is making the advertisement, is that they're throwing out some bait to get you excited, to get you to call. And then when you call, you find out that that's not the rate that you get. So I had actually said, couple of weeks back when I was talking about the possibility of the Federal Reserve dropping that prime rate and what would that mean to you as a consumer. And I was explaining that the Federal Reserve prime rate is not directly connected to first mortgage rates. It is not. It obviously, everything that happens in the economy, just like the stock market, will affect the mortgage-backed securities, which is what first mortgages are tied to. So it didn't necessarily drop interest rates 0.25% like they were saying that they dropped the Federal Reserve prime rate. Now, the nice thing was, is by the announcement, it did actually give us a little bit of gain. So interest rates, when I came home a week later, were definitely a little bit better than they were before, but it was nothing that was drastic. Somebody that was already locked in didn't lose out on this giant number that took place. It was very, very small what we saw. Again, just no different than a big announcement that comes out that changes the stock market from up and down or the mortgage-backed securities from up and down. Now, the people that really benefited from that 0.25% were the people that have a home equity line of credit or they have a lot of credit card debt. The credit card debt and the home equity lines of credit are directly connected. They are tied to that Federal Reserve prime rate. They are adjustable rates and they're monthly adjustables. So the minute that that prime rate changes, so does the interest rate that you're paying on those debts. So those were directly connected, directly affected. Why did the Federal Reserve do that? What was their reason for dropping that prime rate? Well, they've been seeing some signs of weakness in the economy. And their goal is to try to stimulate the economy to keep everything busy and moving and people spending money. And, you know, they don't want to see a recession. They don't want to see a decline. So how do they do that? They put a little bit more money back into the economy. How do they put a little bit more money back? Well, if you have a $100,000 line of credit, maybe your monthly payment just went down $100. that's $100 more that you have to spend on groceries or to spend on Amazon, you know, wherever you need to spend it. And the same thing with your credit card balances. You know, if you've got a $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 credit card and the interest just got a little bit better, then you are not paying quite as much in interest. So when you make that minimum payment, it might pay that balance down just a little bit more. Well, if you get an extra $50 after making your payment, guess what you're going to do? You're going to go spend that extra $50.
Right. Just like all of us, right? We get that advertisement in the mail for the current credit card we have that they just drop you down to, you know, the 1.99 for the next year. You're going to now use that credit card to start doing something that you were planning on doing, right?
Right.
You have
right.
to buy something large. You're going to now use that card. And
you're going to look at it like this, right. Oh, here's my opportunity. Here. I can do this at 2%. And so you're going to go out and buy that big purchase that you've been holding off on.
Right. Versus the 15% that it was at. Now they can do the 1 year, you're going to do it. And it encourages you to spend money in the economy. But I have to say, this is why I needed Debbie back. I can explain this. Not like she can. I am not the frontline girl like she is. I do really well with the paperwork, the numbers. I'm great. Having to explain it like she did, I have to tell you my explanation. For those of you that had to receive my explanation, I apologize. Because
I'm sure you did
as smoothly as she did.
I am sure that you did fine. And one thing that I want to mention is that even though the Federal Reserve did cut that prime rate and it is connected to your equity lines of credit and it is connected to your credit cards, that doesn't mean that now all of a sudden that those interest rates are low enough that it doesn't make sense to possibly do a refinance to get those paid off. Remember that a lot of those credit cards, and I've been doing this blended rate calculator all year for these clients, and a lot of their credit card interest rates are 22%, 21%, 18%, 19%. So just getting a 0.25% off, is it going to stimulate the economy when you're talking about the massive amount of people and the massive amount of debt that we have here in the United States? Yes, that small, tiny 0.25% is going to do wonders to what actually takes place to our U.S. economy. But is it going to do wonders to you personally? No. If you have credit card debt that is still just too high and you're barely making those minimum monthly payments and you're not getting out of that debt, then it's still something that is very, very beneficial to reach out to us and talk to us about doing a refinance, about getting, you know, those bills paid off and getting those bills consolidated. That it's really very important when we look at the total overall cash flow of what you're going to pay on a monthly basis. I had a client that I talked to just yesterday and I was looking at all of her different debts. And between personal loans and credit cards and student loans and everything that she has outstanding, she's paying $2,200 a month in minimum payments, not including what her mortgage is. And if we did a brand new mortgage for her, I would be saving her $1,700 by getting all of those debts paid off. And that didn't include a car loan that's only a 5-year loan. This is all outstanding long-term debt, like a credit card. You make a minimum payment, it never goes away. Home equity line of credit, you make a minimum payment, your balance doesn't change. Student loans that are typically 10 to 20 years long. You know, those are the things that we're looking at that are the most important to pay off. Now, obviously, if you're having a hard time with cash flow and we pay off the car and you save the $500-$600 a month in the car payment, and that makes life more affordable, then that's a great direction to go. But I don't typically like to pay off a car. I look at it this way. How long do you typically keep a car for before you turn it in and go get another one? And that's a very important question for you to ask yourself. Everybody is different. I lease my cars because I turn them in every 3 years and go get a new one. I'm just a snob that way.
And I buy my cars and, you know what? My last car, my Focus, I had it for 7-8 years. You know, I love that car. It was perfect for me. And honestly, when I was struggling, I did refinance. I did pay it off because I had a high payment.
Well, and the bottom line is with that Focus, you held on to it. You planned to give it to, you know, Christopher as a car down the road. You know, right. His first car, it was something that was going to stay around for a long time.
Yeah.
But if you are like me and you know, I literally drive, I've had my car for 2 years and I have 10,000 miles on my car,
right.
And I will probably turn it in 3 years. So in one more year. So a lease is better. And I wouldn't pay it off if I did a refinance to try to save myself money. I'd get to the end of the lease and I'd turn the car in and I'd go get a less expensive car. Right. So, you know, everybody's situation's a little bit different, but when you've got those credit cards and those home equity lines and those student loans and those personal loans, you know, some of those personal loans through, you know, Loan Me, I think I've seen a couple of those, yep, and Lending Club, Prosper, you name it, you know, I can name a bunch of them. They're all great because they do consolidate the debt. A lot of times, even though the interest rates are 17% on some of those, 20%, they're no different than the credit card that you were paying, but they're giving you a consolidation. They're getting everything paid off. They're helping you with your credit score, and you're on a monthly payment that could pay that loan off in, you know, 3 to 5 years,
right,
which you can't do with the credit card when you're making the minimum payments. But think about it. You've got 17 to 20% interest rate on those. If we could get you into an interest rate around 4% or under, most of the rates that I have been quoting, the majority of the interest rates I've been quoting this past week have been under 4%. They've been anywhere from 3.75 to 4, depending on the person's personal particular scenario. So, you know, again, the refinances, the cash out, getting things caught up, those are all still really good to do. Interest rates definitely did improve while I was gone and out of town. And so if you've been thinking about doing something, right now would be a great time to give us a call. Let us go through it with you. Let us talk to you about it. And let's figure out what your interest rate is and what would that do to your monthly payment and your monthly cash flow.
Absolutely. You know, we've been able to help quite a few people by doing the blended rate and being able to help them with their cash flow moving forward and get them out of a lot of debt.